and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us.
You don't need to expect us.
We're already here.
We're already here.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Hold on to the edge of your seats because you are in for quite the ride. It's time for the Granada Forum Radio Show. Right now, live on air with your host, Granada Wendy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at revolution.radio. That's revolution.radio, or iTunes, and quite a few other apps, as far as I know, that you can check out, and we're on. So, no problem. Okay. By the way, today is the 21st of April. Boy, I don't know where the time is flying. It's just zooming.
It is.
I'd like to thank my producer tonight, Mr. Matt Painter. And also, too, we're joined by Nick Pearson, John, myself, and Mark will be on at 8. Though Nick right now is trying probably to get on, but he might not be with us tonight. He is where he is. They've had some tornadoes, and he's dealing with all kinds of weather problems. So we're hoping that things will work out, and he'll be safe. He'll be okay. All right. Now we join. I'd like to thank, by the way, if you would like to leave equivalent to a cup of coffee, please do go to the homepage, and please do keep us paid programming on the air. Thank you. Also, too, if you'd like to advertise on Revolution, go to the homepage, too. You can meet a lot of new friends, and it's fairly reasonable. So check that out, too, as well. We will be joined by Mark at 8. I want to thank our last week guest, which was Sean David Morton. He's out and about right now. Yeah. So I want to thank Sean for joining us last Friday. It was wonderful. Just absolutely just mind-boggling. We try to get him, but he's out and about right now, so we're going to call him next week and see if we can schedule for him. But we could try him at 8 o'clock on a Skype, see if he's around, but we'll try to do that way. But we can't make promises because he is out and about right
sure
now.
He's sure got stories. I think he's got some good stuff.
Yeah, he's got good stuff, does he? I think he's one of the best because he doesn't mess around, and he just sticks to what he knows about facts. He doesn't say, well, you know, the white hats and the black hats and the blueberries and the raspberries. No, he's just pretty straightforward.
He's got stories of a lot of experiences and people he's met along the journey. And Pretty crazy.
Yeah. John, I hate to say this, but whatever they sprayed yesterday in Southern California in the air literary. I just want you to know, just absolutely. I realized this yesterday. I got home. I was out and about, and I had to finish two errands, and I did. But I'd say by 4 o'clock, somewhere between 4 and 5, I could barely keep my eyes open, just stay focused. I was completely tired, a zombie, like I don't want to talk to nobody. But yep. They're spraying something in the air now, John. This is really bad, and it's just knocking people on their keister.
Yeah, I'm watching this. I'm watching when I do go to the store and stuff. I'm watching people. They're coughing, their eyes, they're rubbing their eyes. I'm just watching what they're doing. And if you talk to them, they usually say, "Oh, my allergies are acting up." No, they're not. Look above you. They're not your allergies. It's just, you know, some people may have some, but I'm just saying, we all have it with this going on.
Yeah.
No, it's putting me to sleep. Like I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When I park somewhere, I just want to lay my head back in the car and go out.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's terrible. I don't know. It's just crazy, John. I mean, I've been dealing with this for quite a few numbers of years, but this stuff now, it's just like if you're out in it for any period of time, you're in trouble because it's just going to just all of a sudden you're just like you can't function. And that's just crazy.
No, you can't. No, you can't even go home. You go home and you want to go straight to bed. You want to go lay down. Your body just like there's no blood in your veins. It's like, that's what I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm weak. I feel very weak.
Yeah.
And I see these peckers up there just spewing away.
No, I know. I know. I can tell. Listen to me, John. I was out in the morning yesterday, but by noon, they had literally by noon or one, they had covered the San Fernando Valley.
I believe that.
They covered the San Fernando Valley by 1 o'clock, no problem.
Doesn't take them long. These flying dump trucks are just pouring it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's like dump trucks just flying, and then boom, here, take this big load. And we're all breathing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't just planes.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
We got other vehicles that are dumping this stuff, however they're doing it, but they're doing it.
Because by 1 o'clock in the San Fernando Valley, they covered it. They covered it from Burbank to Woodland Hills, Calabasas to Northridge. It was unbelievable. And they covered it, John. And you have filtered sun. But when you're out in it, this stuff is just deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good.
No, and the sun being blocked.
No.
I noticed sometimes what it'll do. It'll block the sun and make it cold for like 3 minutes. Unblock it, and you're hot again. And then
it's
cold
again.
Of course, it makes you sick because it's hot, cold, hot, cold.
Yeah.
But since most people don't have an immune system anymore after taking the harpoons.
Oh, I know. I know.
So, of course, people are going to be sick, and they're going to blame it on some other fake virus.
By the way, I need to say hello to Red. She helped me this morning, mid-afternoon, and Nikki. We did some work after we found out that Nick might not be able to produce the show, so we want to thank Red and thank Nikki.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, so do I. I'm sure he is. I think he just doesn't have any power. Poor guy. So anyway, hopefully that will work out. Yeah, three of them in Oklahoma.
Oh, jeez. It's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, tornadoes scare me. Earthquakes, they scare me too. But tornado, okay. I mean, at least you can see a tornado. You can run the other way.
I know we have earthquakes in California, but, John, I don't know what to say. But, you know, we did have, I hate to say this, 6 weeks ago, Montebello or something? They had couple of tornadoes that took out seven or eight 20 buildings, and lots of damage, and it freaked people out. This, you know, this was back in like March, and they even have it on, like, I think on your iPhones if you punch it in, and it was unbelievable.
Really? I remember hearing something about it that was, I don't know where it was, but yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and you know, even Nick said no way, so he looked it up and said, God, you know, Wendy, you were right. And I was like, yeah,
right,
that's
like
what they said. Yeah, because I mean, we don't get tornadoes, but because they're just they're doing something to the ionosphere, and with HARP in the ionosphere, they're just creating this crazy weather.
They're experimenting with us like little rats. See what they can do here to get us scared. First of all, they want us afraid. And if we have a tornado, believe me, people will be afraid.
Oh, yeah. Because those things, yeah. I don't know what to tell you, man. If I saw one, I'd be going the opposite direction. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, I would be, too. I don't like
Yeah, I don't want to mess with a tornado. That's just something that I can't, yeah, that's, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one, like, right there in person, but I came through a town in Kansas right after it went through there. My God, buses were flipped over. It just looked. I was like,
yeah.
I can't even believe this was wind doing this.
Yeah, right. No, it's crazy. That's just crazy stuff, you know. They take out houses and people's lives. I mean, you know, I'm buildings. I don't like, oh, my God. But they did have it in the – it was on the news in Southern California, but just for a little bit, John. They really didn't want to talk about it. And, yeah. And but, yeah, that's it happened in March. And
crazy. And if it's Montebello or something like that, that's where I think it was. I think I would have seen it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I'm not used to seeing a tornado, that's for sure. So a lot of places are. Kansas, Oklahoma, and
yeah.
All that, you know, they,
so he got three today or during yesterday. And yesterday and the day before, and then he said he didn't have power for 2 days, and they still had crazy weather, though. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oof. So that was this morning. So I think that he's he's definitely,
is he able to call in?
Yeah, he's safe, and he was good, but they just didn't have any power.
Oh, well, you need that, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Look at this. I am like Sleeping Beauty here.
I know. I matter of fact, it's just crazy. So I know it's definitely the chem.
Yeah, these things are getting to be really weird. They're getting a little sneakier with them now. There's not so many big lines.
Yeah.
But there's the dump trucks, whatever those are, pouring a lot. You know?
Yeah.
The sky will fill up so fast. And you'll see a few shooting through, you know, just until we see that. But there's a lot more delivery systems than these silly aircraft, whatever they are. I don't believe they're airplanes, most of them at all.
Right.
I think they're orbs, which I caught. They're orbs, and they're covered up by a hologram of a plane.
It's a possibility. I mean, a drone. I mean, whatever it is. But yeah, they're moving.
Well, they're fast. First of all, those ones that are way across the sky. I was told that those are 50,000 miles an hour. I believe it because I've seen them so fast across that sky. Just they can get the whole sky in one shot, just a couple of minutes. 1 minute.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. Like they covered the valley before, like between 12 and 12:30. They covered most of San Fernando Valley. It's just completely covered.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. This cannot be just Air Force, military, or something to do the whole world like this. They don't have the technology for that, in my opinion, at all. There's something more that we're not being told. It's demonic, and it's black magic.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty evil.
All of the above. All of the above, man.
Yeah.
It's so much. I've seen faces in these fake clouds where there's teeth, eyeballs, the whole thing. I'm going, is anybody seeing this? Because I can't even believe this. I don't want to go to bed. I want to hide. Because it's so creepy. But
right.
it's up there. So
Yeah.
A lot of people have caught that too, by the way. They got a lot of videos of them. You can see them smiling, and it's like, ugh, eerie.
Yeah, it is. So, it is.
Who knows?
It is.
I don't think any of them are landing at our airports out here. Everybody, I just don't see them doing that. So whatever they're doing, I've seen them disappear across the sky. There was a blue sky flying across. I was standing there with the guy. We were both watching it with our eyes. The thing just vanished out. Boop. Didn't go behind a cloud, nothing. It just, like, dimensions. I think we're dealing with dimensions, honestly. That makes more sense to me, that there's things coming in and out of dimensions, screwing with
right.
us and then getting out. That's why we don't
right.
see them land or...
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. There's a lot to be said here, but we have to open our minds to this stuff because there's a lot going on.
Let's see. I did hear that the country of France has been out protesting on many, many issues. They're out. So good for them. At least they're out. Vive la France. They're doing their thing. Yeah, I'm being honest. I mean,
I
think that's a good sign.
Exactly. I wonder what they were protesting. There's so much, too.
There's so much. I mean, and I heard, now, I caught some glimpses of some news last night in the middle of the night. I do know that Disney is laying off some people. Clorox is laying off. All these companies are laying off. Elon Musk dropped his price on some of his cars, I heard, and you know, to sell some more cars. If you're into Teslas.
I'm not into him.
You can see the cars catching on fire when they hit water.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
Oh, yeah,
woo-hoo!
That's nice.
Thank you for coming. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're all right. I mean, they're still picking up everything around here, trying to get the power
okay.
lines back up.
Right.
So right now, where I'm at, we've been living off a generator for the last couple of days.
Okay.
Oh, great.
But
you didn't get hit by anything, right? Tornadoes?
No, the one that did hit near here was by just about a mile away from here.
Oh, wow.
Still
the float.
They kind of...
Oh my God!
There were three of them. There were three of them that went past through. Two of them actually hit down nearby.
You got a hiding place down there, like.
And then they start another one started, but I don't think it ever touched ground. But it still made a wreck of a lot of stuff.
You have a basement, like?
No, I didn't.
Like
I didn't bump my head and then have to walk down Yellow Road.
No,
then trip on some cocaine and then some opium afterward. See some green chick flying around on a broom.
Yeah, love that.
Green chick flying around
in the field sucking in some asbestos. It's like coming down like snow. Yeah, I heard about
that. And I tell you what, if I was in that movie, I would have set the scarecrow on fire on purpose. I don't have a brain. Good, you don't have a body either. Bye.
Jesus. What a fun global. Dorothy.
Need more CO2.
It's like Rambo instead of Dorothy. That's nice.
Oh.
Can you imagine Rambo and Oz? Who are you? I'm the Tin Man.
You're the apple trees. Blowing the crap out of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine what he would have done to the apple tree when it started throwing apples at him? When he got one of those, like, grenade arrows and shot the tree.
Professor Stallone and the Wizard of Oz. That would be hilarious. The whole thing would be great.
All the munchkins, he'd be talking, and all the munchkins would be standing around. Does anybody know what he's saying?
Yeah, the only thing he's got, subtitles. That'd be great. He's the only one with subtitles. That would be awesome. What's that guy up to anyway? He's still making it. He made another Rocky, but didn't he make one where they were playing chess or something? It was really weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a Rocky where he didn't even have fighting in it. I think they were playing a chess game or something. I'm like, what? Did I dream that? I think his son was in it. Like,
oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was something really weird to him where it didn't make any sense. I watched the first couple, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
I think that was a movie called Over the Top.
Oh, yeah, that was about, what?
Oh, was that one?
Trucks?
No, wasn't arm wrestling
that
or something?
That was the arm wrestling.
That's right.
That's
he played something hawk.
Oh, yeah, Nighthawks.
Whatever.
No.
Whatever. He was, yeah.
I don't think he was Rambo in there, but he was sort of like that.
Well, then he did his absolutely best film ever, Rhinestone.
That was good. I know you bought the soundtrack album.
Soundtrack.
Oh my God, he was singing. Can you imagine it? Horrible.
Oh.
I almost wanted to buy it because I just like funny records. You know, but he does. He sings a couple songs
I should go get that. If I ever run into Sylvester Stallone, so, Sly, can you sign my Rhinestone DVD?
Oh, my God. You guys are cruel to be kind. Cruel to be kind. Okay.
We can pick on him because he's done a lot of other pretty decent films. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've enjoyed a lot of his junk, you know. I bought one the other day, one of his movies, and I'd never seen it before. It's called, like, I See You. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I hadn't either, and it was like, it was the whole thing, violence and all this stuff and evil stuff, and I'd never seen it before. And I watched it, and I wish I hadn't seen it. it was pretty bad. Just a lot of violence in it, the same old crap. I don't know when it was made. It had to be made like in the 80s because he wasn't all twisted up. His face wasn't all messed up. Like it is now, he's pretty kind of doing too much face surgery there, in my opinion. But anyway, anybody see anything good? Good movies lately?
No, I haven't seen anything really. They haven't had much on, let me tell you. They haven't much on, so.
Garbage. You know, it's all boring, predictable.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the movies I watch, I don't even go to the theater to see them anymore.
No.
I mean, I watch. What did I watch? I watched the new Shazam movie that was kind of like, I understand it was supposed to be like comedy, but not to be taken seriously. But when you can't even take not seriously, it's kind of like, oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think that's going to get me in line, Shazam. That doesn't work for me.
You know, I forget what this other one was. I mean, this is how forgettable it was. I was watching it, and I couldn't even get through like 15 or 20 minutes, and I had to shut it off. Now I can't even remember the part that I did watch. That's how good that movie was.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you and John should do your own review of movies. I feel sorry.
Oh, my God. I'd be so damn brutal.
I would, too, if I'd seen movies. I haven't seen a movie in a long time.
Oh.
Jeff Smile. I did see that.
Well, I think I got kind of jaded on films because Angelica and me, we would go see like a movie every week, at least one.
Oh, you did?
Just to go out to the theater, you know, and have a good time, eat the overpriced popcorn and a crappy soda, and just try to sit back and enjoy a movie for a couple of hours. But I also went to film school. And once I got done with that, I look at movies completely differently. And it's just like when we went and saw the first Disney Star Wars movie, just sitting there going, I was beating my head. I mean, literally, I wanted to like just bang my head against the seat in front of me. And then during part of the movie, I said, wait a minute, I know this movie. And so I started reciting the dialogue from the first Star Wars movie from 1977. Because every scene was playing every because it was that was the movie. They just kind of rewrote it a little bit. And Angelica was looking at me going, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I saw this movie 35 years ago." Like, they just made it. That's like, no. They made this movie 35 years ago. They just rewrote it.
They changed the actors
up. Yeah, it's a small thermal exhaust port just below the main port. Oh, yeah, by the way, they got a Death Star, too.
He's laying to your laugh as a best.
Oh, my God. It was. I was just like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it blows.
Oh, my God.
You know, I can understand why Harrison Ford had Han Solo killed off. It's like, I don't want to do these anymore.
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, this is no longer George Lucas. This is Disney. They've completely corrupted.
Oh, yeah, they've redone it. They crushed it.
This isn't his puppy.
This is how Star Wars went. You had the original trilogy. Everybody bowed down to George Lucas for that one because those were actually a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Then, was it like 20 years later? I got to make the prequels. And everybody goes, oh, my God, these prequels are so terrible. And granted, they were, but they were watchable.
Yeah.
You suspend disbelief that Hayden Christensen can actually act. Okay, they were watchable. Then everybody's like, well, it can't get any worse than that. And then Disney got a hold of it.
Okay.
And it was just like, it got worse than that. Now George Lucas actually is looking maybe at coming back to try to salvage the Star Wars series, but Disney has done such a butcher job.
They tried to make it woke. Just listen.
Oh, no.
They should have. Something like this could not be just given to anybody. And they that's exactly what they did. They literally took Star Wars. I practically stood up in the theater and said, after they killed Harrison Ford, going, okay, I'm going to have to hurt somebody.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I was like, I was like, they threw out the storyline, the plot, they just chucked it.
They just rewrote the original Star Wars.
It's just absolutely horrible. And what can I say? They just absolutely, everything they could do wrong, they did.
Oh, that's perfect.
So for him to come back, I would think that he would say, okay, we might have to, go back to this part, and then we're going to do a whole new – because Disney is absolutely –
they destroyed it.
How could you say this? They've, not just shot themselves in the foot in the keister. They've actually killed themselves. They shot themselves in the head.
They destroyed probably the biggest movie franchise in history.
Yeah, just huge. We
have to put the woke elements in it. You know, ignore all the previous stuff. We're just going to go with it the way we want, and we're just going to have some elements in there that look sort of like Star Wars. And
oh, God,
even Mark Hamill coming back couldn't save it because they really kind of fucked with his character.
One of the things what they did to Hamill is they made him this weak guy.
That was one of the points of the thing was they were trying to make the woke point. This is one of their wokeness thing is like man weak and bad, white men weak and bad, and girl, women power. Yes, the women are now the strong one, and it didn't work. I mean, they could. Princess Leia was a strong woman character in Star Wars, but they couldn't reduplicate it. They had to go off with a whole different direction with it. And it was just like, Star Wars isn't just the only movies that they're doing it with everything now.
Right.
Everything has to have be remade and retold and do it in a really stupid way.
Listen, I happen to catch a little bit of of TV today. Now, understand, the Disney did the animation. There's been 3 or 4 remakes on different levels. They're now doing Peter Pan and Wendy again.
Oh, good. What are you going to do, Wendy
Tran? I'm like, dude, why don't you just show the original Disney animation to all your children? You'll be good to go. They've remade this again. And I'm like, are you completely serious? I mean, you cannot be serious.
Here's another one I have a little gripe with, especially after the last couple of days. Remember that movie Twister?
Yeah, yes. With Twister, Bill Paxton is in it. Helen Hunt, is that it? Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people in it though. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's about, you know, the tornadoes that come ripping through and these guys are chasing them around. Well, here's my gripe. Here's my gripe after the last couple of days. You cannot see a tornado at night.
That's scary, unless it's knocking lights out.
Okay, remember in the movie, you could see the lightning would flash or something, and you could see the tornado. You cannot see a tornado at nighttime.
That's one of the things I found out.
Okay.
Oh, that's creepy, but I would think you could sure hear it.
Oh, yeah, you can hear them. Yeah, and some of the stuff I saw blowing around, that was a bunch of roofs that were ripped off.
Oh,
any cows flying by?
What's that?
Any cows?
Cows flying.
I didn't see any cows get squashed. Any cows go flying by? Didn't see
the. The way they fly across.
Didn't see the farmhands in the rowboat going by, or I didn't see the evil lady who wanted to kill the dog. I didn't see her riding by on a bicycle either. So,
yeah, that would have been great.
Literally, it's dark enough out where you cannot see the tornado. So in case people are telling, if you got a tornado warning and it's nighttime and people are saying, there's a tornado that way, you don't want to go that way. Yeah, don't go that way.
Yeah, don't go that way. Yeah.
Because you're not going to see it coming.
Oh, God. We were talking about that. That always scared me.
Let alone 3 of them.
Mm. I can't even imagine that, man.
You guys
have no hiding spots, huh?
Well, there's a shelter. At my brother's house, they have an emergency shelter. So, we were watching the news before the power went out.
It's like that Twilight Zone. Nobody can go down in there except the
family. Somebody would be in there blocking. we were watching. They were tracking the tornadoes, and they came close, but they didn't get by here. They didn't come over at the top of us. Otherwise, we probably would have been down in that shelter. So they have that already built.
Wow.
One of the fun parts of living in Oklahoma. What can I tell you?
Fun part.
Earthquakes in California. Blizzards in Wisconsin.
Oh, God.
Hurricanes in Florida.
Yeah, hurricanes in Florida. You know, you're going to have something wherever you live, so just be ready for it.
Yeah, earthquakes, not a big fan.
Oh, after that 94 earthquake? Yeah, I don't, if it trembles, I don't even get out of bed. until the earthquake throws me out of bed, I don't get out of bed. Okay, whatever.
Where were you at 94? I think we talked about this one night. But
I was in North Hollywood. Wendy was in Northridge.
Yeah,
you were right on the epicenter of it.
Yeah, I was at the epicenter. It was like hand grenades going on in each of our bedrooms simultaneously. Yeah. It was just crazy.
I mean, where I was, it felt like somebody was slamming a Mack truck into the side of the building like every second, like bang, 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 bang. It's like, holy shit, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah,
then you get to go outside and see all the damage that was done.
God, yeah, that was fun.
Where the water pipes broke, you know, there was still fire coming out of them.
Oh yeah.
Some of the apartments dropped and they crushed a bunch of people's cars. I remember seeing all of that.
Yeah, they pancaked.
But still, the funniest part ever, though, was watching that CHP officer mug for the camera up on the 14. If nobody listening knows understands how
the 14, camera.
Well, yeah, this is how
right there.
If
people
don't understand how the 14 freeway interchange works with the 5 freeway in Southern California, it looks like a spaghetti factory.
Right?
Yeah, well, they have these giant overpasses, you know, they're like 50 feet in the air, whatever. And some of those collapsed. And where the news crew was doing their shot from, you had the part of the freeway, and then you had a drop off where part of the freeway had collapsed. So it dropped probably about 6 or 8 feet down. And so the lady reporter, she's talking, and they got a wide shot going so you can watch the CHP car in the background cruising along. The guy is looking at the news crew and the camera, not watching where he's going, and just right over the side and jackknifed his car right over the side, edge of where the drop off was.
Oh my God!
I thought it was a motorcycle, though.
That was funny.
Was it a motorcycle?
That was hilarious.
I thought it was a motorcycle. Was it not?
No, I think the motorcycle.
No, that was the motorcycle guy. He fell. He got killed because the freeway collapsed out from under him during the earthquake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that. I mean, I saw
this was
where it was. I'm 5 minutes away from there.
No, this was the next day when all the news crews were out there, you know, trying to get their shots in and whatever. But that's funny. The guy he's not even moving fast. He's just like, hey, I'm on camera. Look at me, Mom. I'm on the news. Oh, damn.
Hold on. I need my lip gloss.
That was absolutely hilarious. I've been through, like, let me see. The earthquakes in California, now tornadoes out here, massive blizzards up in Wisconsin. The blizzard of 78 out on the East Coast. I think the only natural disaster I haven't had yet was a tidal wave. So.
Oh, please don't say that. Oh, please don't say that, Nick.
I don't like the thought of that either. That does not sound cool.
No.
Hey, if you're standing on the beach and you see the water go out.
It's time to run. Run for the hills.
Wait a minute. That water's still going out. Yeah, run. Run, Forrest, run!
Exactly. It's like that movie. What was that movie where the meteor's coming to the Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is it called?
That tidal wave coming in was like 500 feet tall or 1,000 feet tall or something like that.
A guy and his daughter were making up because they were mad at each other for all these years, and they're standing.
Yeah, they hated each other. So they make up, and right in front of them is this wave that's about to kill them.
Oh, it nailed them.
Oh, wait a minute! Wait a minute! You're talking about. I know which one you're talking about. Key Leone is in it.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's the president. It's I can see the movie. I just can't think of the name of it at this moment. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Deep Impact.
That's it. Deep Impact. Yep.
Yeah. Not a real great movie, but.
It had its fun moments heading on a stingray bike up to the top of the Mount Everest to try to get out of the way of that stupid ass tidal wave behind them. Yeah. Yeah, the thought of that, looking over the houses and seeing a wall of water coming at you—that is a very creepy thought.
Well, look at the one. Look at the one that happened in Fukushima. It's not exactly like they do it in the movies. You just see the swell coming. You don't see like this giant surfer. Like the ones they do in the movie, you would expect to see a bunch of surfers on it. The reality of it, it's just a big swell that comes in and comes over the walls and rushes in and does all that other stuff. Unfortunately, the one in Fukushima knocked out their nuclear power plant, and they still haven't fixed it yet, as far as I know.
No.
That thing's still probably burning right now.
Yeah,
never mind the radiation that came all down the west coast of North America.
Yeah.
That's over here. I haven't seen any kids bubbling up on the sand or anything, but...
Well, you know, I think it was LAX in Santa Monica. They had, what do you call it, the radiation Geiger counters at the airports, and you could, like, take your iPhone and put, you know, a Geiger counter at LAX, and it would tell you the radiation.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. They took that off the website. They took that off so you couldn't find out what the radiation level was at LAX.
Well, they have – you can buy a Geiger counter. Those things,
yes,
you can buy them everywhere. They had – right after Fukushima happened, and I think it was maybe a month, maybe 2 months or so later, you know,
yeah.
It was a little bit of time between the tidal wave and everything else. And they started reporting radiation coming up on, I think it was up in Canada at the time. People were going down to the beaches on Northern California, all the way down to Mexico. You know, they had some people who had Geiger counters, which they were getting in trouble. Like, they were getting kicked off the beaches. You can't bring that here. Like, it's a Geiger counter. Yeah, go. You have to leave.
Really?
What don't you want us to know?
They took them off at LAX and they took off the site and everything. They didn't want people to know anything, Nick. They shut it down.
Oh, how rare. They don't want
to. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. Speaking of the airport.
Yeah, I don't understand why my fish dinner glows in the dark.
It's Blinky, remember?
Yeah, Blinky, the fish from The Simpsons.
Three eyes. Yeah, I heard that five layers of the parking lot at LAX are for electric cars only. Is that true?
I have no idea.
A friend of mine was just told me that she went
there. I don't know.
Five layers. I'm like, oh.
I don't see. When was I was down in LAX not that long ago because I had to catch a flight out. I think it was may have been last year.
Mm-hmm.
I caught a flight out, you know, going to wherever. But when I didn't see anything even remotely like this, the electric car. I know they were doing a ton of construction on the place.
Yeah, they were. I was there for that. I saw that nonsense. And they were putting in cell towers up the hiney, by the way. Everywhere. Right next to the parked cars.
So you can catch your flight. You can cook yourself in a microwave. But damn if you use your cell phone on a plane, because that'll cause the plane to crash. We can put a 5G cell tower right in the airport.
There you go.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? It's like when they turned the 5G towers on, the airplane's radar altimeter stopped working, and these planes were like nearly crashing because of it, because they thought they were at the wrong altitude. So the pilots were trying to adjust for the, oh my God, what happened? How did we shoot up to 100,000 feet? Or, you know, whatever it was. It was messing with the rad outs. So.
Yeah, a lot of weird crap happening here right now, especially. A lot of orange being shot. I see them spewing the orange stuff in the air now. Again, they do it every night.
That was the thing, though, because with this big storm that we had the other day, I would, you know, because you look for those things. You know, once you get kind of locked into it, you tend to look up a lot.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see him doing a hell of a lot of spraying out here, so I'm like, okay, maybe that couldn't have been the cause. I don't think.
What was the storm? The tornadoes
that came through.
Oh,
but
I
mean, this is Tornado Alley, so I mean, that's kind of not that unusual.
Yeah, well, if they spewed up above all that, which they probably could.
Well, you wouldn't know, not with the cloud cover anyway.
Yeah, the cloud cover. So we got rain coming from a white sky. That looks realistic. Like, what happened to the rain clouds? I saw a little kid with the billowy bottoms and the just coming out of
rain. Yeah, they used to teach you in school there were three kind of clouds.
Cumulus.
Three clouds.
Cumulus, stratus, and cirrus, and that was it.
Yeah.
And of course, there were variations. There were a couple of combinations. Those were the three main ones, and there was combinations.
Yeah.
Of those three, but not the stuff that you're seeing now. Stratolinear, cumulolinear.
Maximus. Yeah. They got one called The Atmospheric River. Now, that's what they're saying.
Didn't the Atmospheric River used? Yeah, the Atmospheric River used to be called the oh God, what was it called? The something Express. They called it the Pineapple Express. The Pineapple Express used to be the Atmospheric River. Now the Atmospheric River is because of climate change.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well, one of the good things is that people are not buying into the whole climate change
narrative.
They're really pissed.
They're trying to say everything in the world is about a climate change. You get up in the morning, it's climate change.
Well, here's the thing. This is how that narrative goes. Everything that happens is because of climate change, man-made climate change. But here's the thing. Here's the other side of it. Climate change is racist.
Climate change is racist.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. They came out and some idiot in D.C. came out and said that climate change is racist because it adversely affects minorities more than it does white people.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Climate change is racist. I have to put that on a shirt. I really do. March around the city. This is too funny.
At this point, everything is racist. Nothing is.
Your shoes are on the wrong feet. That's climate change.
Racist.
Oh,
that's racist.
Yeah, that's racist. This stuff is getting dumb. We got Biden, who's just a walking dead guy.
This is one of the reasons I got back on Twitter. I'm really regretting it because this crap that comes out on Twitter from our politicians and then everybody else has to chime in with their two cents that nobody cares about. I'll go on Twitter for like 5 minutes and within 5 minutes I have a headache and it's like, I can't read this crap anymore. Our politicians are stupid. They all hate this country. And the people that are chiming in are even worse than the politicians. They're absolutely moronic. And it's just like, you want to talk. I mean, I think what Elon Musk did when he opened up Twitter, he opened up the floodgates for people to see just how effing stupid other people are.
Well,
it's really just like, it's like, good God. Because, well, like you, like with the things that we talk about on this show, okay, you talk about the chemtrails and say, oh, it's conspiracy theory. Look up. No. Just look up at what you're seeing. Look at some of all the research that's been done. Look at all the geoengineering that's being financed by the government. No. That's just a conspiracy theory.
It's true, man. You're gonna bang your head against the wall.
Yeah, that's the Twitter mentality. I can't even stand being on it anymore. It's just like, God, man, it is your brain cells commit suicide if you go on Twitter.
Yeah, I haven't been on there in 10 years.
I just
gave up right off the bat. I didn't
like it. I hopped on it because I wanted to see what Elon Musk was going to do with it. Because I got booted off of Twitter a long time ago and I didn't really care. But then when he took over, I was like, okay, let's see what he's going to do with it. It's like, wow, man, you just gave permission for every person on the planet to stick their foot in their mouth and their head up their ass at the same time. And they're doing it.
And they walk funny like that, too.
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they walk around acting like, when they do that, they walk around acting like, you know, no, I'm better than you. It's like, I guess hiding behind a keyboard allows you to say some things that you would never say to anybody face to face.
6 gallons of vodka later, yeah.
Nice. All right, let's not talk about Nancy Pelosi now.
No, that's right. That's your girl, I know. Don't make fun of her.
But
whatever happened to her? Is she still roaming around?
Oh yeah,
Pelosi. She's in there.
How do these people stay out of jail?
Because they're all protected.
All of them.
They're all protected.
Sure are.
I don't know. You didn't hear, John. You didn't hear the video that I played on Tuesday.
Oh no.
With this guy, the CIA guy, Kevin Shipp.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Discussed the deep state and the shadow government, how they're all interconnected, where all those connections are, and all of that. And watch that video, or even just listen to it, and then you will get a better understanding why these people don't go to jail. Anthony Fauci, after all the crap that he did, the global genocide with his vaccines and everything, and the gain of function research that he wasn't supposed to be doing, he's never going to see the inside of a jail cell. Ever.
That just kills me. That just kills me.
Yeah.
You know, what is this? This is such a twilight zone.
Yeah.
People
it's,
should all be in a jail cell. All of them.
Yep.
They're just walking free, hurt, murdering children. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Nick, I know because you haven't been able to do anything, but I'll ask when I get Mark on. Somebody mentioned that they might want to bring in what's the flu of the 18 something or what the
The Spanish flu from 1812?
Yeah, someone mentioned that today. And I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
I don't think it could be the same one because that's...
Are they trying to bring it back?
These people are so evil. I don't know. But I'm trying to keep my head above water so that whatever they throw at us that we'll have either some apples, some pears, some peaches, some plums, pineapple, kiwi to prepare against these turkeys because they're so evil.
Have your own food supply. If you like, I'll say it because I don't think I can say it enough. If you have any bit of land on there, grow your own food. If you like in Southern California, citrus trees, grow citrus. Go oranges and lemons or what? Grapefruit especially. Plant a tree in your yard and let it start growing. Have a food source of your own.
Yep, got that. Got potatoes growing up the alley.
Yeah. I get back up to my house, I got to start getting my garden going. I mean, it's about time to start. I think it's thawed enough about this point where I can actually start getting it back up to what it needs to be. So I can hit the greenhouse and get a bunch of plants.
Is that a greenhouse?
No. There's a place up the road from where I live, about a mile or 2 miles, maybe the Amish greenhouse.
Really?
Yeah. They sprout this stuff like early on. So by the time planting season comes around, I mean, you got 20 or 30 different kinds of tomato plants you can pick up, chili peppers. Oh yeah, I mean, just you can plant a. I had so much squash growing in my garden last year. I almost couldn't eat all of it. I was giving the stuff away.
Can you buy from the Amish out there? Do they grow stuff clean and you can buy it or no?
Yeah, they'll sell it to you. Yeah.
Oh God! I wonder if they'll give me a haircut too, because I really like this hairstyle.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to do an Amish haircut. You got a Tupperware bowl? not a big Tupperware bowl. I mean, just like a real small Tupperware bowl, and that's it. I mean, I swear to God, they all look like Mo Howard. They all look like Mo Howard running around, you know?
Spread out, yeah. That's true. Those haircuts gotta go, man. That's hurting.
Hey, that's their thing. I don't care if they how they cut their hair.
Come on,
man. You look like you want to look like one third of the Three Stooges. That's up to you.
The Three Stooges.
That's right. Yeah, man. I wonder what it's like to be. I don't know if I can handle it.
There's a lot of. There's a lot of stuff to give up. I mean, they like that Weird Al. Like Weird Al Yankovic said in when he did Amish Paradise, he said, "Yeah, they're technologically impaired, but they will use power. But they will use power tools as long as they're not their own power tools." Yeah, they have their little strays from it, but you know they're pretty decent. They leave people alone. They don't want to be bothered either. And that's pretty
like a
much
rape
it.
Thing that happened lately? Was that made up or was that some?
I don't know anything rape? About it.
Oh, a little girl, one of their little sisters. I guess they raped her. So.
I have no idea. I didn't.
Yeah, it was a big news thing for a while there. But I don't know whether it's true or not. You know how the news is.
No, all the ones that I've met, they're pretty decent people and everything like that.
That's cool. I can imagine because they're not, stuck.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch the farmers who they'll have like I don't know 20 or 40 acres of land, and they'll be out there with the plows and the all that farm equipment, some $150,000 to $250,000 farm equipment, plowing up all the land and getting it all ready to grow and all of that stuff. And you look across the street and you'll see the Amish guy with the team of four horses standing on the plow as he's doing his thing.
Really?
Oh yeah, no, okay, yeah, I've seen them do it.
Four horses.
Yeah, they're horses.
I know they are.
It's not like you're asking them to lug 20,000 tons of weight. They're just pulling a plow.
That's just a beginner rough.
You got about 2 minutes.
All right.
We got a referee.
Okay.
Good.
I did notice, Nick, that lots of companies are laying off.
Yeah, because they're going broke.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it, but like Clorox, I heard, laid off some of their Disney's, some for the corporate, McDonald's laid off corporate. I'm being honest.
Silicon Valley and the tech guys are laying, Facebook is laying people off, and they're not looking to hire either.
Right.
Elon Musk dumped a bunch of their guys right when he bought that company. Yeah, no, our economy is up. Creaking, and when you see Kamala Toe Harris and Joe Biden, who's ever do it managing their Twitter accounts, up there bragging, "We added 12 million jobs to the economy." No, you did not. Our economy's better than it ever was. No, it is not. Really, why don't you go out there and actually talk to some of the real people in this country who have to deal with the higher prices, who can't afford it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I happen to be one of those people who can't afford those higher prices. I always have to figure out what I can't do this year or can't do this month that I'm going to have to put off for 6 months in order to save up enough money to be able to do it. That kind of a thing.
Okay, guys, we'll be right back from the break. We'll have Mark on, and we can try maybe Sean. I don't know if he's home and out and about still, but we could try that. But we're going to take the break. We'll be right back. Hold on. This is a Granada Forum radio program. This is Revolution Radio. Hold on.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome back to the Granada Forum Radio program. This is Revolution Radio. By the way, if you want to leave equivalent to a cup of coffee, we appreciate it. Check out the paid programming. Check that out on the homepage. And as well, if you'd like to advertise and meet some new friends, check that also at the homepage as well. Appreciate that so much. We're back for the second hour, and we'll be joined by Mark. Mark, you there?
Yeah, good evening, everyone.
Hey, Mark.
Okay.
What's up?
So what do you got for us, Mark?
Do you really want to know? They're coming after our kids more and quicker and faster.
Oh,
and
God.
And they're trying to make it policy, right?
Oh, God.
I just looked up something for about the United Nations recommending lowering the age of consensual sex for minors with adults. And I went to Swiss Cows, and I think Swiss Cows as a search engine has been taken over by Google, because they sent me, this is what they said. Swiss Cows says, "Dear user, search results for the query, United Nations condones lowering age for consent for sex with minors, may contain violence and pornography. Since we have decided on the protection of minors, the search for this query is disabled." So they're saying searching for this is disabled, but then you go to another search engine, which I freaking pulled up, and it lists this is what's funny. It lists the, it says here, the eight principles urge removal of laws, right? And this is another search engine that actually pulled it up. But it says the UN agency's report subverts age of consent, proclaims sex with minors may be consensual, in fact. And then it says here, the report was created by the International Committee of Jurists alongside with the United Nations group, UNAIDS, and the UN Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights, according to a news release from UNAIDS, okay? It says the report urged an end to criminal laws that prohibit acts that groups deem human rights. They're deeming these human rights to have sex with little minors, okay?
Oh, my God.
The report listed such principles and urged the removal of laws criminalizing the following. Contraception and acts harmful to children. They should, you know, if you're going to harm children, they're unborn, you shouldn't criminalize it, right? It says obtaining and assisting and providing abortion, that shouldn't be criminalized. Sexual conduct with consenting minor and same-sex relationships should not be criminalized. Prostitution or sex work should not be criminalized. Obtaining or assisting or providing gender-affirming care, like, you know, Johnny's 3 years old and you're giving him hormone-assisted therapies. Yeah. Non-disclosure of HIV status resulted in another's exposure to HIV. Drug use, possession, purchase, cultivation, and personal use. Begging, sleeping, cooking, washing, urinating, or defecating in public. All of those should be human rights. According to the UNAIDS, with the UN's office, and also with the International Committee of Jurists, with the United Nations. Now, that is bizarre as hell. But when you think about it, then listen to this loony that's a transgender from Montana. Will blow you away. She says that she believes that, well, let's see, I'll pull it up here for you guys. You listen to the clip. It's just disgusting. I don't know why, but it's beyond belief that people are tolerating these kind of people.
It is.
Any positions that affect kids and affect the normal nuclear family and as absolutely designed to destroy it. Listen, this is Zoe Zephyr of Missoula said the following in regards to the amendment for Senate Bill 99. Check this out.
Oh, boy.
And the only thing I will say is if you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Yeah, that is a guy who thinks he's a woman, right? And let me just play that one more time for you, because it's only 14 seconds.
Dressed
like a woman, trying to act like a woman, addressing the House floor over SB 99. Check this out. Check it out. It's a trans person.
And the only thing I will say is if you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Yeah, those are the loving transsexuals out there and transgenders. They're militant about their position.
I actually don't think I have a problem. You know, and since I say challenge accepted.
Listen, okay. This is what I'm going to tell you. You get to start messing with people's kids, eventually, I hate to say this, there's going to be some parents who are like, no, we're not going the way of the dodo bird. I hate to tell you, just not, you know, I'm just being honest with you.
They had a guy here just recently, you know, within the last few days or so. He was challenging a school board on some of the stuff that they were putting in the schools, you know, like we see all the time. And this was at a town board meeting, not exactly at a school board meeting, but he was still making the same challenge. And he kept picking out one of the people on the board and saying, this is what you did. This is what you did. This is what you're doing. And so on and so on. And they kept stopping the guy and say, you cannot disparage anybody on the board. And he's like, number one, my taxpayers are paying your salaries. Number two, this is what I'm talking about is being done in a professional area. It's not me attacking this person personally. This is what they're doing, how they're dealing with my tax dollars being spent. And then he tried to interrupt him again a little bit later, and he said, look, you're not going to interrupt me. Okay, I'm talking, and you're going to listen. You know, basically that was what he was going after them for, and just read them the Riot Act. And these town boards, these school boards, they don't want to hear it from the people anymore. They don't care what you think. They'll tolerate your 3 minutes of speaking time, but they're if you ever watch some of these board meetings, when the public input section of it starts up, they're not paying attention to you. They're busy doing a bunch of other things. And there was one lady I remember, she got up and she was speaking, and then she goes, and when the people on the town board started like doing, you know, basically drifting off, and she goes, you know what, I'll wait until you guys want to pay attention to me again. If you got something more important. Your time is up.
You got to pray that some of these people get voted off on, you know, not, I know we're having problems in Los Angeles, but you've got to pray that some of these people in other states and counties, that they're literally being voted off.
Yeah, their voting doesn't really work, because we keep seeing if not the same people, we see the same kind of people constantly being elected to these boards again.
Yes, it's a little.
I've seen it happen. I've seen it work at the local level with some of the local school boards. I know some of the people who got actually elected to them.
Yeah.
And they're good people. They're trying to kicking CRT out and all that other crap. But when you start getting into some of the higher levels of government, voting doesn't mean anything.
No.
And I tell people in the Republican Party in Wisconsin, so you're going to go vote for so-and-so? No. Why not? Because it doesn't matter. Number one, I don't the guy. I'd rather have this guy. And you guys want to get behind that guy, and I'm voting for that guy. Oh, so you're going to vote for the Democrat? Oh, no, you don't get to play that two-party system game on me. It doesn't work anymore.
That's good.
Yeah, so then you get, Mark was just playing this other trans person who's up there screaming and hollering about, the blood's going to be on your hands. Okay, now, here's the thing.
Did you notice how tolerant and accepting she was? Or he was, whatever it was? You notice, this is the thing. If you go after them, right, everyone's saying that you're transphobic, you're homophobic, you're, you know, a pedophile phobic, right? But when they go after us, they're expressing their human rights. They're expressing, letting you know what their pronouns are. You know, and all this other bullshit. Yeah. You know,
well, here's the thing, though. So, Mark, this is what I noticed about the argument that this guy in the dress was making. And again, I don't care if that's what you want to do, as long as you're an adult and you leave the kids alone.
No, they're not planning on leaving the kids alone.
They want them right in there.
In discussing the bill, whatever it was that dude was going after on that bill, where were any of the facts involved in it? Where were the statistics involved in it to make the case that they wanted? Where was any of the part that they were talking about? Where were the factual, logical arguments that this person wanted to make? Didn't hear one. It was all based on, I'm going to be an emotional wreck if you pass this bill. It's like, I don't care if you're an emotional wreck. That's your problem, not mine. Leave the kids alone.
Senate Bill 99 prohibits is all this gender-affirming stuff, right? It says the purpose of sections is to enhance protections of minors and their families pursuant to Article 2, Section 15 of the Montana this is in the state of Montana constitution, from any form of pressure or receive harmful experimental puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones or to undergo irreversible life-altering surgical procedures prior to attaining age of the majority. So it's preventing that, right? And that's why that tranny was attacking it, saying, oh, no, little kids should have that done, right? Oh,
okay, now here's the other part of it. Here's the other part of that argument. Before all of this insanity started, about, you know, basically you're going after your kids and all of that, how did, you know, when this was, this kind of a thing would have been so rejected by society, they would have literally burnt the school down with the school board in it and the town council and the county council. They, if they tried to push this, they would have been torches and pitchforks. And you know what? They didn't do it. And you know what? Kids came out of it just fine for the most part. You know, as you know, as far as how they ever just led their life after that, that's up to them. But the kids didn't go like completely mental. And all of a sudden, this has become a completely mental ridiculousness that they're pushing on everybody, that if we don't do it, then the kids are going to like kill themselves. It's like, well, we didn't have that problem before. How did it suddenly become an issue now?
Well, here's the issue. They're, the ones that get this gender-affirming therapy and gender-affirming surgery, they have a higher percentage of suicide than people that don't go through those procedures, okay? They might say, okay, I'm having dysphoria about who I am, but I didn't do the hormone therapy, I didn't do the surgery, and I lived through it, and I'm over it, and now I'm fine. Well, the people that go through it and they get the hormone blockers, they get their boobs cut off or they get their junk downstairs cut off and they get a vagina, right? The thing that, that people don't look at, right, is that a male has X and Y chromosome while the female has X chromosomes. So I don't care what you do to slice them, dice them, hormones entice them, right? They're still going to have the XX chromosomes for females, and they're still going to have the XY chromosomes for males, because there's a thing that these idiots that call themselves physicians and healthcare providers, in their arrogant ignorance, they think they can outsmart the creator of the universe who created these XX and XY chromosomes. And there's no way they'll ever be able to do that. But that's
well, remember what, Noel, was it Noel Harari said at the WEF Gigantor meeting that they had, was it a year and a half ago?
Yeah, they said,
we will become God. That was his exact words. That we are going to become God, not we everybody else, but we them. You know,
yeah, him and Klaus Schwab, the rest of their gay lovers or trans lovers or whatever.
Yeah,
but you know, the whole point is with this. Obviously, it's a distraction. Obviously, it's another divide and conquer tactic. But it's also another way to make people go crazy. I mean, I am totally convinced that they got think tanks like Tavistock, like RAND, like the Esalen Institute, maybe some of the people in Scientology just saying, hey, what can we do to just totally make the people go insane? To where that we give them an option that, well, hey, guess what? We're going to stop all the stuff. Everything's going to be perfect. Now, you just got to go ahead and worship this certain person, and you got to get into this certain system, and it all be satanic system, and it all be a cashless society system.
Yeah, look at what happened when they got the new mayor of Chicago. You know, everybody thought Lori Lightfoot was bad. This guy that they got in there now is a flaming communist puppet.
But he doesn't look like Beetlejuice.
And all he had to say was, I don't think that black people should be prosecuted for these crimes that aren't really crimes. It's just them lashing out against an unjust society that has held them down, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That weekend, Chicago went absolutely ballistic. Okay, there were mob riots everywhere. Some white girl almost got killed because the mob of black people jumped all over. That's what they're stoking on people is like, we're not, you are free to do whatever you want to do. And nothing is going to happen. You group over there that we don't like, you spit in the sidewalk and you're going to jail for a year. Okay. You park in the wrong place, you're going to jail for five.
Yeah.
So they're doing that whole divide and conquer thing. They're pitting everybody against each other. And it's like people are too stupid to wake up and say, hey, what the hell are we doing? Nobody's – I mean, there are some, but for the vast majority of people, they're not doing it. Especially with the new generation coming out of these schools because they've never been taught that anything they do is wrong. They don't know how to critically think about anything. They just think, I'm getting free stuff. Like, yeah, well, that's why Walmart is closing up in Chicago and moving out. And this is why – businesses in Chicago and California are closing up and moving out to other places. And then what do? They all scream racism or like you're transphobic. I mean, that whole deal with Bud Light beer. I mean, they lost $6.5 billion and finally fired that PR person that started this whole thing, whatever her name was. Yeah, they canned her. See, you lose a company $6.5 billion, you're not going to have a job.
How did you not see that coming? Anybody with a brain, common sense, would see that ain't going to work.
But it's not. That's not the point. They don't care. There's a whole agenda out there that's trying to be pushed on everybody.
Yeah, no, and I get that.
And, you know, and they're trying to blame everybody.
You have to take into consideration. And look, people went through the shock of COVID, right? And now they're going through the shock of hyperinflation. They're going through the shock of the Ukrainian lies and that operation over there. They're having shock after shock after shock after shock.
Yeah. And it's like MK Ultra on steroids.
Yeah, it's like MK Ultra on steroids, right? Then they got this transgender, you know, then they got this white supremacy. If you're white, you're a white supremacist and you're privileged, and anyone that's not white is underprivileged. So therefore, you should be suppressed and they should be uplifted. You know, they got all this divide and conquer going on left and right, right? And now what bothers me the most about this whole trans stuff and all this LGBTQ is because they're targeting the youngest kids of all. Now, I'm going to play you a clip of a girl who was a boy, and now her parents are making her from a boy into a girl, and she's only like 5 years old. And I want you to listen listen to this. And guess who has this? This is on the National Center for Transgender Equality's website, and they are a 501c3 organization. And they're the ones introducing you to transgender people and families. Now, this little girl or this little boy who's pretending to be a girl can't be more than 5 or 6 years old. And I want you to listen to this. This is how easy.
Okay, but Mark, before you play that, here's the thing, too. There are kids who are coming out in their teens, you know, mid to late teens, who they went through that transition process when they were a lot younger, and they're going back to their actual gender, and they're saying, and the stories that they're coming out with on this, they're saying, we were never given an option to find out what the problem was. We were just told that everything we're doing is right and just go for it. And we're basically pushed into that whole thing.
Yeah, they're
and now they're regretting it. Now they're like, I can never have a normal life again because of all this crap.
Yeah, and if you're a chick who got messed up down there or a dude that got messed up down there, you can't have kids either.
Yeah, no,
the National Center for Transgender Equality's website, and it's an introduction to transgender people. And this little boy who's dressed like a girl is speaking on behalf of himself. Check this out.
My name is Rose. I'm a transgender girl. I was born a boy, but I always knew that I was a girl.
Now, how the hell does a little boy like that know that she was always a little girl? There's no way in the world.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Honey, this is Dr. Mangala meets the island of Dr. Moreau.
These parents are mind control victims, and they're turning their own children into mind control victims because they have been brainwashed. Yeah. And they have been indoctrinated to adopt this as normal for their own kids, and now they're promoting it. And that's off. Get this. This is a 501c3 group, right? And they have a thing about, get this, an introduction. That was from the introduction to transgender people, that little boy pretending to be a girl. Can't be more than 5 or 6 years old. How the hell does a person that age know that they're a girl or a boy trapped in a girl's body or vice versa? No, because the parents indoctrinate.
Do you think they're actors doing this stuff? Do you think they're actors? Seriously. I mean, why couldn't they be? To drive us crazy. I know when I got on the phone tonight, I was a woman and now I'm a man. That freaked me out.
Oh, now, you know what?
You're a regular Chaz Bono.
Get this. Look, non-binary, okay? That's what you are. Most people, get this. This is from their website, too, the National Center for Transgender Equality. Those guys need to be shut down along with Planned Parenthood. It says here, non-binary defined, including most transgender people, are either male or female. But some people don't really fit into those categories of man or woman or male or female. So what the hell are they? For example, some people have a gender that blends elements of being man or a woman, or a gender that is different than either male or female. Some people don't identify with any gender, and some people's gender changes over time. This is the biggest lie ever. And that's just people whose gender is not male or female use many different terms. I don't care if they use 1,000 different terms. They're either a woman or a guy, okay, to describe themselves.
Yeah.
With non-binary being one of the most common, sometimes spelled in hyphen, non-binary, other terms include queer gender, agender, bigender, gender fluid, and more. None of these terms mean exactly the same thing, but all speak to an experience. That's an important word of gender. Not the gender itself, but the experience.
I always hear that.
That is not simply male or female. If you're not sure what a word means, you can just ask politely. No, I will not ask politely. I will say, look, when you take a shower, what do you see down there? You got a dinger? Then you're a guy. If you don't, you're a girl. Can you figure that out? It's not rocket science. You don't need to go to school to figure that out, people. And guess what? I am not a biologist. I'm not a biologist, but I am a person who knows the truth.
You could be on the Supreme Court if you're not a biologist.
That's right.
Yeah, and she got in the Supreme Court because she couldn't answer what is a woman.
No.
Hey, Mark?
But no, there's that whole argument, though, where – I mean, I've seen this before in a lot of video clips where, you know, Ben Shapiro or some other conservative talk is up there, and these people
Matt
come
Walsh.
Up there and they try to. Yeah, Matt Walsh is another big one where they try to talk circles around them. They end up sounding like idiots. And the one thing that they always say is, well, my experience is this or my experience is that. And it's like, okay, well, let's do this. Let's stick to science. What does biology tell you?
Biology
isn't real science.
Biology tells me that you cannot change their XX or XY chromosomes, and no matter what you do, no matter how you slice them and dice them, no matter how much hormone therapy you give them and ruin their biology, they are still going to be a man or a woman. And the point that really, really chaps my ass about this whole thing, it ties in to saying that, look, you're not in God's image. You're just a thing. You're just an it. You're not even a human. And that's
they want to do that.
They're going into Nora Hawari's playbook of, hey, we'll tell you what you are. You don't know what you are. You don't know if you're even human.
Yeah, they want you to be confused of what you are.
We'll define you are, so then you'll know.
Well, that was one of the arguments that I heard in one of Matt Walsh's videos, where some guy who is trans, I'm a woman, whatever. But he goes, well, how do you know that you're a woman? Well, because everybody else tells me so. And it's like,
oh, God.
Okay. Well,
in the face. please.
Dude, what about you?
Oh, my Lord.
You know? Oh. And so it's like, not only kind of, you know, and so these kids, like, because, you know, it's the kids that are getting screwed up here. It's like, they, that, like, that five-year-old kid you were just talking about, oh, I'm a little girl. Well, how do you know? Because, and if you, what you were saying about it is like, because his parents are telling him that he is.
Of course.
What happens when the kid gets 12 and 14 years old? And you got to understand something. You know, when you get into high school, you just change. And you know, this is crazy. This is crazy shit.
What happens when that kid turns 18? And then all of a sudden, it wakes up into the realization that, wait a minute, what the hell just happened? Remember that case that up in Canada years ago, where these two boys, they were twins, they were born, and they were given one of them a circumcision. It was all a kind of a new technique, but it screwed up and it burnt the kid's pecker off.
What?
And
that's the technique.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, it was some really weird thing, but that wasn't it burnt it to the point where, you know, it was just completely screwed up and, you know, would never function normally, you know, except to take a leak and whatever. And so the kid was having issues, so they took the kid to a psychologist, and this bastard dude, his suggestion to the parents was, treat the kid like a girl. Make him grow up as a girl, treat him like a girl, give him all the surgery and all this other stuff. And if you treat him that way, that's the way he will become. He will become a she because nature doesn't have anything to do with it. No, no, no. It was a very famous case. And later on, what happened, you know, the kid was like complete wreck his entire life, even growing up. I mean, he was turned into drugs and all this other kind of stuff. And then he found out what happened. Because his whole life he was told, no, you were born this way, blah, blah, whatever. He found out what happened, and he went back to being a man and all this other stuff. But he was still a complete wreck because of the way he was raised, and he never felt like he was supposed to be a girl.
That case,
and they asked him,
was the first time, that case you're talking about is the first time it was ever attempted, and I can't remember.
Right.
And,
yeah, I don't remember the name off the top.
He had nothing but problems.
Yeah. Well, he ended up killing himself at some point later on, but they did a sit-down interview when they asked him, if you had to see that psychologist, if you had to meet him face-to-face again, what would you do? And he goes, I can't say because I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah,
But remember, this is what they're doing.
Dr. Mengele. This is the Nazis. This is Dr. Mengele. Are you kidding me?
This is all it's all experimentation. Number one, there's two prongs to this. It's a big experiment to see how, I guess, to see how much people would go along with it, like they did with the COVID thing. But the second part of it is, it's all part of the depopulation program also.
Right.
Because you sterilize a whole bunch of kids. It's a eugenics program.
Of course, it all is, yeah, I think.
Yeah, well, I'd like you guys to listen to this because this will blow your mind. This came from a House committee debate on the protection of women and girls in sports, and it involves transgender. But watch what Representative Norman, Ralph Norman from South Carolina, asked Mark Takano from California, who was an Asian homosexual who's part of our government. Listen to this one. It'll blow your mind. Okay.
South Carolina's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I too can't believe we're sitting here with all the problems this country faces brought on by this administration, with the issues with border crossings, and it's been brought up about the deaths of mentally ill, those who kill children that are mentally ill. Look at those who have killed crossing because they have an open border. Look at the rapes that are occurring. And here we are talking about, is a biological man, should he be allowed to compete with biological women? Mr. Takano, help me understand now, is your definition of a transgender that person who gets a sex change operation? Or is it just about that person who identifies?
No, sir. Not all. I don't know the relative numbers of transgendered individuals who get a gender confirmation surgery. That's not necessarily a definition of someone who's transgender who physically alters, their biological characteristics. I think maybe the simplest way to maybe describe what a transgender person is somebody who is born with biological characteristics of one gender, but experience themselves as being of another gender. And I don't believe that these folks see this as a matter of choice. It's something, I think, akin to what a gay person feels, or a lesbian, when they see that they have attractions to the same sex, right? It's an interior, subjective experience that is not something that's completely chosen.
But as relates to this, if you identify as a female, not having the sex change operation, but if you identify as a female, you ought to be able to, a biological man ought to be able to play in a biological female's sport.
Well, the short answer is yes. Somebody who is trans,
okay. Someone
who is trans, but understand, Mr. Norman, the idea that people would do this in order to take advantage of biological advantages, I think is just not correct. It's not true. And if you were to see some trans girls or some trans girls participate in the sports, I think for the most part you would see that they're girls, pretty much girls.
Should Mike Tyson refer to him?
Yes, they have.
If he identifies as a female,
okay.
He'd be allowed to box.
Yes, sure.
Okay, I finally found what boosts my metabolism, and it's not crazy workouts or fad diets.
Look, again,
I'm asking a question, because you said yes, that if he identifies, should he be allowed to enter a boxing match with a biological female?
Well, I think there's room for, as the NAACA and the IOC, they've accepted trans women as athletes for many years on a sport-by-sport, case-by-case basis. It's not an absolute inclusion.
But the answer is yes. If he identifies, he ought to be able to.
I didn't say that.
Let me just ask you this. I thought earlier you said if you identify, that yes, that qualifies
what it
you.
Has, what it had to do with the question I think you're referring to is over facilities and bathrooms, about
participation.
If they identify, if they want to participate. So if you want a trans girl, a trans woman, if that's what you identify as, I believe you should have the opportunity to participate in the sport that's consistent with your gender. A trans girl needs to be able to participate.
She identifies as a, I'm asking, if she identifies as a female.
Yes.
If she identifies as a male, she ought to be able to compete.
Yeah. Well, look, the example you brought up of Mike Tyson, it brings up this image of this extraordinary athlete, highly developed musculature, but the idea that trans women are, or trans girls for that matter, are these human beings that are going to take advantage of their biological advantages. I think that's a misconception about participation.
Have you looked at pictures of Leah Thomas?
I have.
Is he obviously a male or is he a female?
I have. Well, I want to just remind you that this bill is not about most elite competitions. It's about K-12 and college students. And what this bill does is it's a blanket ban over all participation of trans girls and women.
Okay. But
so this issue of elite that we're arguing about, we're discussing elite competitions, and That, I'm telling you, is something that can be is already being dealt with, and doesn't need the government. Does not. I mean, I respect you, Mr. Norman. You have a defined philosophy about limitation of government. And I'm telling you that what this bill does, it doesn't, one, solve the problem of elite competition and the potential unfairness that may ensue. And it, but what it does do is it eliminates the opportunity for trans kids to connect and be part of a community.
But Mark, I think you identify, I think you, Ms. Fox, I'll get right with you. I think what you're saying is, if take Mike Tyson, take any athlete, if he's male, biological male, that he can identify and then cross compete, which that's staggering that you're saying something like that.
Would,
because roll the clock back.
Well, Mr. Roman, if I could just...
Quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
Would the gentleman yield for... Are we talking about Mike Tyson, whether or not he identifies as a female, continuing to compete as a heavyweight? Because this is one of... You know, there's a classification there, so he would be competing as a heavyweight boxer.
I'm saying if there's a women's boxing team that he qualifies for the weight, he can identify. I think what Mark says, he can identify as a female and compete. But what is staggering is roll the clock back to a Mike Tyson when he was 12 years old. The stature hadn't changed. He was a biological man. But I think what Mr. Kano is saying is he can identify even when he was 12 and enter a woman's female's bathroom, and which is staggering to me. I don't know if you've talked to Riley Gaines as I have. When you had Leah Thomas assaulting females, you could see his male genitalia. You could see that, and he was assaulting young women. She's on the record with that.
Assault is not something that I would permit. Assault is something that I would hope a prosecutor would prosecute. And if there's evidence that there was an assault, there should be a prosecution for that assault. That should not be permitted.
Does that facilitate assault? Letting a biological man go into a biological female's bathroom?
What I would say is a trans person, someone who is trans, who identifies, they should be able to use the facilities that they identify with. But I want to go back and address this of Mike Tyson. Here again, we're talking about elite competition. And that's its own discussion, which this bill doesn't solve or address. What it does do is it eliminates the ability of free teens to be able to participate in sports. I just remind you, Mr. Norman, in many states, wrestling competition is not separated. They don't have many states a girls wrestling team or a boys wrestling team. The girls just compete with the guys according to weight class.
It's like Mr. Massey said, I think you're in favor of just doing away with male, female, let everybody compete, have a free-for-all.
Well, that's not true. It's not true. I'm in favor of increasing the opportunities for women and girls generally, that there's a million more opportunities for men and boys than there are for women and girls. And that's the problem that we need to be focused on. Not the minute number of trans kids that want to participate in sports, and we shouldn't be stigmatizing or isolating them out. And I know that you're a religious man, and that you would believe that we would not want to ostracize or subject people to bullying, or even higher rates of suicidality. That's just wrong.
Right, I agree with you. Ms. Fox.
Thank you.
I would just say that. I've not heard the number that there are a million more opportunities for men than women or girls in sports. And I don't understand why for the past 4 years with the Democrats in the majority, they didn't do something about this. If this was such a big concern or is such a big concern, they have an opportunity to do something about this. And not once have I heard this mentioned in the last 4 years. Not once. The other thing I'd mention, and I agree with Mr. Roy when he brought up his lack of respect for the associations. As far as I know, the NCAA and the IOC did nothing to help women advance in sports before Title IX. Not one thing did they ever do to lift a finger to help women and girls advance in sports. When Title IX was passed, then I think they got on board. But I think that bringing these things up about 1 million more opportunities for men, wow, if that exists, this is the first I've heard about it as a member of the committee. I'm surprised that there wasn't a hearing on this while the Democrats were in the majority, and they didn't say, well, we have to do more for Title IX. Suddenly, why aren't we doing more for women? It's just exactly, it seems to me, the opposite. Is if biological males are allowed to compete with biological females, what's going to eventually happen, as somebody else mentioned, we're going backwards. We're going to erase women in sports because biological males will take advantage of this opportunity, I believe.
I'm glad you mentioned that. It happened with Riley Gaines.
Exactly, it did.
She won the race. Yeah. It happened. And I don't know, evidently he identified as a female, and he won the race. You look at him, he's a biological male. End of story.
Well, I find it kind of interesting that for 3 years he was a mediocre member of the team.
You know what he ranked when he competed against biological men? 464th. How do you do that? Then you go to number one when you compete with biological female.
If it isn't being seen as an opportunity, then I don't know what it was in that particular situation.
If that's not an opportunity that he took advantage of because of this insanity that's going on in this country with, you know, trying to say that there's more than two sexes. You know, it's a biological man and a biological woman. God made us that way. And let me ask you this, Ms. Fox. Over the centuries with the archaeological remains, did they ever mention that anything other than male and female? Did they mention back then this remain was a transgender? Or?
Not.
You weren't around then. I know that.
No, I thank you for that. No, I think we've always known that there have been situations where there have been people who've identified differently than the majority of the people, very small numbers of people. But I don't know of anything that has been done that would unearth more than the two sexes.
Two sexes.
I believe that the article that you're interested in learning more about this, I think, and I think Mr. Massey talked about the genetics, the gametes, right? Gametes don't change.
Correct.
Yeah, you're either XX or XY.
Representative. No.
Yeah, so they're pretty clear. Norman is, and so is this other lady on the committee, that you're either XX or XY. You're either male or female, right? But if you go to the, like I said, to the website for, the National Trans site, it's just amazing the amount of categories that they have in there. I'm just like, my gosh.
So stupid. I can't take any more of this.
Listen to me. It's just beyond words. Like, dude, like, start passing the mural. I mean, that's just crazy. It's just insanity.
This is all distraction being sprayed, and it's probably making us that way.
I'm trying to imagine that this conversation, this discussion,
it was funny.
Any level of government would even happen 10 years ago.
No, this was
You would have been laughed out of the committee meeting. You would have been left out of the committee meeting.
Totally would.
Well, you heard what Representative Norman said. He goes, with all the stuff going on in the world, he goes, I can't believe we're even discussing this.
Right.
Exactly. I'm the same way.
It's like, you know, we got all this stuff going on in the world, and we're talking about, you know, kids getting trans-affirmer surgery and you know, hormone therapy, and then being included in class. class activities and cross identifying, you know. So I'm just like, where do they get off on all this? And the thing that's troubling the most about that discussion, from Takano, Representative Takano from, sadly, from my state, California, is that they're saying, you know, we don't want to see bullying. We don't want to see any equality issues. We don't want to see people being excluded. Well, they're missing the whole thing, right? You're telling people that they're not what they are. And then you're saying, well, that's the reason why they're so confused committing suicide, because you're not supporting that they're not what they are. That's what they're telling you. They are not what they are. If they're male identifying as female, okay, you're not a male. And they're actually endorsing that and encouraging that, so the person actually gets confused on who they are. So they're actually aiding the process of confusion by saying, oh, yeah, let's affirm that
this is
male or female or whatever, or crossover. I mean, this stuff is so ridiculous, it makes people go nuts. And the thing is to know, let me see here, understanding the basics about transgender, right? But when you look at these things, right, like I said, non-binary, queer gender, agender, bigender, gender fluid, right? All right. Get this. This is also from this site, the National Center for Transgender Equality. And mind you, they are 501c3. That means they're a nonprofit and get everything they want tax-free. And the blessing of our government, right? Now, look at this. Non-binary people are nothing new. Non-binary people aren't confused about their gender identity. Get this. They aren't confused, but they don't recognize as being male or female. Right? They're not confused. That's what this thing says. Right? And then it says about their gender identity or following a new fad. Non-binary identities have been recognized for millennia by cultures and societies around the world. Well, that's a real general statement. I would like to see the studies that show that. I would like to ask Michael Cremo, where are the cultures in society where there were so many non-binary people? It was in the written literature or in the Sanskrit or something like that. Because I believe this is all a bunch of bullshit propaganda. Most transgender people are not non-binary. While some transgender people are non-binary, most transgender people have a gender identity that is either male or female, and should be treated either like a man or a woman. Now, get this sentence. They identify as either male or female. Well, I thought there was there were more than that. I thought there was, other ones, the queer and the non-binary and the agender, bigender, gender fluid. But then they get down here.
Aren't there infinity genders now?
Yeah, and then
there's like infinity genders?
Yeah, infinity. So it says, most transgender people are not non-binary. This sentence blows me away. Transgender people are not non-binary. Most transgender people have a gender identity that is either male or female and should be treated like any other man or woman. So what are they doing? They are categorizing what the different sexes and genders are, male or female or man or woman. And that's on the transgender site itself, saying that these transgender people identify either as male or female or man or woman. So what is that? That's binary sex. Man and woman, male or female. They admitted in their own literature, but then, you know, the preceding paragraph talks about non-binary, queer gender, agender, bigender, cisgender, gender fluid, right? I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit. What I'd like to find out who created this bullshit to confuse society, right? And I'm pretty sure it would go back to Tavistock. I'm pretty sure it would go back to freaking Soros. I'm pretty sure it would go back to Henry Kissinger.
Of course it would. All this stuff. They know how to wrangle us. They wrangle the people. They know how to do it.
I don't know how they can say I don't identify as this or that when they say that trans people identify as either male or female, or male or female, or they are man or woman. Now, those are very, very, very distinct. And yet they say that in their thing, in their own literature, but then they will say, oh, no, no, there's 10,000 other categories that people can feel they are. Well, you know what? Well, my neighbor feels like he's a cat today. Well, is he a cat? You know, my neighbor feels like he's a donkey today. See,
I don't know.
His pronoun is donkey, horse, you know, whatever. You know, it's just so ridiculous. And the thing that bothers me is they're putting it in the highest levels of government to make it legit, to make it sound like
it's legit. That's the problem. That's the biggest issue right there. They're actually creating legislation around this. Now, I don't care what that website says, and I don't care what their institutions say. That's either take it or leave it. But now they're putting it into legislation. That's forcing it upon us,
whether we
want it or not.
Well, I care what this organization is because they are the national center. They are the national center for transgender.
Yes.
Right? They're not like
You can tell them to piss off anytime you want to, and there's nothing they can do about it. But when they start making laws based around it that you are required to follow because that's not the law, like they did up in Canada, it's illegal for you, thanks to Blackface Castro up there, it's illegal for you to cause offense to anybody from the alphabet agents, the alphabet people up there, because you can get a massive fine and go to jail for it. Now, that's a problem.
Yeah,
because what's offensive? At this point, everything is offensive. So how do you not be offensive?
Well, you stand up for your God-given rights. That's how you not be offensive.
Right, but that's offensive if you do that. You can go to jail for it.
Taking those away.
Well, guess what? Those people are going to take something more than a jail sentence the way they're going. So
there's going to be a pushback on this. They're not ready for this.
Well, listen. Anheuser-Busch lost what $8 billion?
$6.5 billion.
Get this. Okay. They are coming after our kids, and they're not only coming; they're progressively creating every avenue, especially through the school architecture, to get them.
Oh, of course, that's where they're going to hit it.
Well, you got to be crazy to send your kids into a public school, especially probably in California. But I don't believe all the other states are doing this because I think there is a tremendous pushback, and you know, this isn't the norm.
Well, yeah, they're going to invent a new song called instead of Californication, it's going to be Calipedio-cation. There's going to be a bunch of pedophiles here in California with new laws protecting them being minor attracted. You know, they're sexually attracted to minors as their sexual orientation. Which is
normalizing. I wish they all could be California non-binary, whatever. make up something.
Cisgender.
I like the wrestling, men and women wrestling. That sounded interesting.
Hey, Andy Kaufman started that one.
Okay. we'll see you guys on Tuesday. Thank you for listening tonight to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. We'll see you on Tuesday morning with Natural Healthy Connection. God bless. Good night.
It's tough, Mark.
God bless. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Going back in? There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time.